Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, joy, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode where I want to talk about distractions. I hope that you have your journal and a pen handy because we're going to go in this short episode. This is the end of the year. Today is Monday, the 1st actually of the year. I think I said the end of the year. My bad. I'm recording this at the end of the year. But today is the 1st. First of all, happy 2024. Happy 2024. We made it. Okay. I feel very blessed to be here. I'm excited to be here. It's a new year. It's a new year. And there's always like this feeling of just newness and opportunities and just different growth opportunities and life. And things just feel really good right now in a nutshell because it's a new year. Happy 2024. We made it, girl. We made it. So, I guess, first of all, what I want to say, because again, I do want to talk about distractions as we approach this new chapter of our lives, 2024, but I do like to give a small little thing that I've done for self-care when I remember to do that on the podcast. And so before I talk about the main topic, which again, I want to talk about distractions, and I don't want you getting caught up in distractions. That's the point. I do want to let you know that when it comes to self-care in the last week, few weeks, honestly, December has been really rough. If you've listened to the last few episodes, you know I've had to spend or invest. I don't like to say spend because spend means waste, you know, but I needed to invest money to get things repaired around the house and different things like that. And on top of that, I ended up buying a new refrigerator, which I got in the last week. And you may think, okay, so what, girl? You got a new refrigerator. Yes, I know. But the thing is, I'm sharing this with you, and why this is self-care is not just because, yeah, it's a shiny new refrigerator, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to investing money, for me, it can be hard. It can be a hard thing to do. And I'm sharing that because I want you to know that there are still things that I am healing from, that I'm processing. I'm doing what I can to shift my mindset and to minimize this mindset that still is very pervasive for me that says you are not abundant. You'll never be abundant. You know, it's never happened really in your family, like just all this negative mind chatter. And so having to invest that money for those things. For example, I ended up having to buy a new washing machine and I really upgraded with that, and then having to get my car fixed, like I mentioned before. And then on top of that, I ended up pulling the trigger on this new refrigerator, and it was a lot of money chatter. There was a lot of stuff going on in my mind, because obviously bills are still coming in. And in fact, coincidentally, I have kind of forgotten about the fact that next month, or in several weeks, I guess, I will be staying at an Airbnb, and it was quite, for me, expensive for this 2-day little mini retreat that I'm doing for myself. And so I got the Airbnb notification literally like the next day saying, hey, we're going to be charging your card for the second half of this payment. And that was literally like the day after I ended up buying this refrigerator. So I have had money kind of like going through my account, you know, and going through my hands, obviously. And so if you still have money trauma and things like that, it can be very easy to say, nope, I'm going to hold on to this money. I've saved it. I don't want to release it. I don't want it to escape from me. I'm just going to hold on to it. I'm not going to use it because it doesn't feel safe. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so I have those thoughts as well. So I'm sharing that with you to say that the reason, or not the main reason, but one of the reasons why I decided to go ahead and get this refrigerator is because I wanted to show myself, okay, because sometimes you have to go through, you know, to get to that next feeling or that next level, if you will. But I wanted to show myself that it was safe to do that. I had weighed all the pros and cons. I knew what was coming out. I just wanted to show myself that it was safe to do so. So it wasn't like a rash decision. And I'm not recommending that you make any rash decisions. But I want you, as we get into 2024 and beyond, just to keep in mind, like, how do you truly feel about money and investing money and releasing money? What's your money story? A lot of us, we have like money trauma, we have money wounds. And I really wish that we could have more conversations like this, where we're just like straight up, you know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, this is what it is for me. Okay, I don't ever want to paint this little rose colored image that I've got it all together. I know I have all the answers. Everything is just smooth sailing over here. And life is just 100% like chef's kiss all the time, because it's not. That's not how life goes. Regardless of what social media will show us, that is not how life goes. Okay, it's just not. So like I said, I wanted to share that with you to let you know that, you know, I'm still working through some things, and it will take some time, especially depending on how deep you are in the specific traumas, right? It's going to take some time to just kind of feel your way out of it. And it's going to require some effort. It's going to require some work. It's not just, you're not going to be able to do this and just have like a casual attitude about it and just think that everything's just going to, you know, go however it needs to go without you really investing some time, some energy, some thoughts, some reflection, some care, some love, some support, like self-support, self-love. Like, there's layers to this. Okay. And so that's why I'm sharing that. I too am still working through a lot of money stuff that has been piled on for years. And just in the last maybe like 5 years, I really started like tackling this money part. Okay. But I bought, that was my self-care thing. I wanted to start off the new year on a high note and just confirm and show myself that, hey, you're good. You're covered. God's got you. You are a child of God. You do not have to be afraid to do this thing. Because let me tell you, first of all, the refrigerator was, I've had this last refrigerator for like over a decade, between 10, 11 years will be my guess. And it was still fine. Don't get me wrong, it was a Frigidaire, but it was like the top and bottom, what is it called? Like the top freezer, you know, single handle, 18 cubic feet, probably. So the small, you know, regular old school refrigerators. And let me tell you, we had had it so long that in the last like maybe 2 years, one of the drawers had broke, or like one of the little rails on the side that holds the condiments had broken. So I had fixed, or someone had fixed it up with some tape. And so it was still functional. But then also like one of the drawers, the rail had broken. So I had taken the drawer out and just put it on top of a shelf. So I was losing space. It was just a lot. And so every time, probably subconsciously, because I never really thought about this, but every time I would go into the refrigerator and it's messed up, I mean, functional, everything was good with the operation, but just seeing it and seeing that it wasn't like as I guess not pretty, but you know what I mean? Like it's had a couple broken things inside of it, but it was still functional. Like imagine opening your refrigerator and seeing that over and over and over and over and over and over and over. I'm not going to keep saying that, but for like at least a year or maybe possibly two. What are you telling your subconscious, or what was I telling myself with that? Okay. I'm thankful that the refrigerator worked. But it's like at some point you have to allow yourself to understand that I'm worthy of having a not only functional, but beautiful, for example, appliance. Like, why not? Why not? Why would I not want that for myself? So I did have a little bit of extra money. And of course, obviously, you can spend it on other things. You know what I mean? But I was like, what better way to bring in this new year and this feeling of abundance and ease? And because it's definitely more easy now, I have a bigger refrigerator. It's a French door with the bottom freezer. And it's just much bigger. And it's just beautiful. And I've never had a refrigerator like this before. It may not sound like a big deal, but like I said before, it is for me based on my story and where I came from. Like, I've never had something so nice. And so it was something that I bought for myself, not only because I needed it, obviously, but because I am worthy of that. And that's what I want to remind myself of. So when I look at that refrigerator, I'm just like, wow, I'm worth this. And I'm worthy of other things. I'm worthy of other experiences. I'm worthy of having nice things. I'm worthy of being taken care of. Like that refrigerator, it takes care of me. It's less stressful now to go in there. I can see everything. Everything is separated and neat, and things are not piled up on each other like it was in the smaller refrigerator, because we have like just a lot of vegetables and salad stuff. And then we have guinea pigs and they have stuff. Like, it was just a lot going on. It was a whole situation. So your girl is breathing easier. And even though hitting purchase on it was a lot, especially since I had other expenses that I did not expect to have to pay. But the point of it all is I'm still working on my money mindset. I am allowing myself to be open to receiving. I'm allowing myself to just continue to lean into my faith and know that God has me. I'm covered, and he's not going to abandon me or let me fail, or just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really just doing my best to just lean into my faith. And Marie Forleo has this quote, and it's something like, there's more where that came from. She's talking about money. There's more where that came from. I have it on my refrigerator because when I go in there, I want to see that every single time, letting myself know we are in a really rich, you know, time. And I'm worthy of being able to just have what I need, have my needs met, and to be able to go beyond that as well. It's not like I don't have to settle. You know what I mean? I don't have to settle. You don't have to settle. You are worthy of the things that you want to have, whether they make your life easier, they help you to feel more in alignment with your purpose, it helps you to live a richer, better life. Like, you deserve to have whatever it is that you need and that you require, and then some, like beyond your needs and requirements. It is okay for Black women to live an elevated lifestyle, whatever that is for you. Okay. I know we all have different versions of that, but whatever that looks like, feels like for you, you're worthy of that. And I want you to write that down and remind yourself of that as much as you need to. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy a new refrigerator because I don't know your bills. That's your business. But if there's something in your life that you know that you need, and you like, for example, the refrigerator, and every time you see it, like, it's just confirming, like, I don't think I'm worthy of this new thing. You know what I'm saying? I have the money. Or maybe you don't have the money and you're just like, I'll never be able to have that. I want you to nip that in the bud, okay? Because you are worthy of it. There are ways to get what you need. You got to lean into that faith, figure out what actions need to be taken. You know what I'm saying? Don't just settle. 2024, we're not settling. Don't just settle. Don't just settle, okay? So that's what I've done for self-care. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode, because I feel like I'm just going to be preaching in a minute. But I guess actually I am, because on another note, I want to talk about, trying to get to my notes here and it's not allowing me to. I want to talk about distractions. And by the way, your girl is recording. Like, I loved recording this podcast so much that I am recording in my car. Okay. That's something else that I am believing for right now. As you know, I live in the ghetto. I really don't live in the ghetto, but it feels beneath me. That's how I feel. Like, when I'm talking about how I live in the ghetto, it's not like I think I may give the wrong impression. I'm not living in Beverly Hills. I'm not saying that, but I don't live in the ghetto, but it feels very ghetto to me. Like, it's just, I don't know. I can't explain it, but you know, I'm recording in my car because the dog, you know, the neighbor's dog, let's give the neighbor's dog a name. Let's name the dog Benny. I don't know what the dog's name is, but Benny has been barking today. For those of you who know what dog I'm talking about, Benny has been barking. I got up probably like 6:37 a.m. today. Benny has been barking all day. It is now almost 6 p.m. And with little breaks here and there, this dog has been barking all day. Okay. So yeah, I'm just really over it. So that's why I say it's ghetto. I am believing that I will be moving in 2024, and maybe that'll be a podcast episode for another time. But the point of it all is I am really leaning into my faith, and I am believing that I'm going to have a place to not only record my podcast, and it's going to be safe and beautiful, but it's going to be expansive to where I'm going to be. It's going to be like a studio where I'm going to be able to maybe have guests in and do different types of recordings and, you know, different things like that. That is what I am believing. That is what I am leaning into. I can see it, and I don't have a clue as to how that's going to happen, but that is what I am believing as far as like the podcast. So for now, because I love you, like I said, your girl is in the car in my garage because it sounds better than you being able to hear the dog barking. All right. So now that I've gotten all that out of the way, let's talk about distractions, girl, because this is a lot. And this has been on my heart for a minute. So as you know, we're day one of 365, for 2024. And have you noticed just how many distractions have popped up in the last few, like couple of months? There's a lot going on right now. And of course there's always things happening, but some things have happened in the last few weeks, at least as far as I know. And At first I was kind of like trying to follow and keep up once I heard about it, but then I had to take a step back and have a conversation with myself, and I'll tell you about that later on, but let me tell you what I'm talking about. So I mentioned in the podcast that there are certain things that you will not hear on the podcast, like just this like celebrity kind of stuff, like, because I feel like I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. But to make my point in regards to distractions, all I will say is most of you probably already know that there is a certain preacher who, there are some salacious claims against this very popular preacher. And then there's some other claims being made against this popular, I guess he's a rapper/singer, and his ex-girlfriend. You guys know what I'm talking about. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. But the thing is, this has just come up in the last few weeks, as far as I know. Maybe it's longer, I don't know. I'm not on social media like that. But when I heard about it, I was in shock. And I was just like, what? And so, of course, I start like going to a specific website that starts with the letter L. It's two words. One word is L. The next word is A. And I'm just kind of like reading to see what they're talking about. And then I go and I look up this on YouTube. Da, da, da. And I'm spending time on this. And this went on for maybe like a couple of days, maybe like 2 days, day and a half, right? And I had this thought of like, this is a distraction, sis. This is a distraction, okay? We are going into, I keep saying we're going into because I'm recording this before 2024, so my bad. But we are in 2024 as of the time you hear this episode. We are in 2024. And if we allow ourselves to be distracted by any and everything, we are going to be robbed of our destiny. That is how I feel. Okay. These distractions, y'all, and they're coming out just at the tail end of 2023, just to go ahead and carry us on into the new year. Like, I just feel like it's a distraction. Everybody's talking about these things. Everybody's got something to say. I just feel like after I had to have a conversation with myself, like I said, and I honest to God, I'm not like BSing you. I had to have a conversation with myself, and I was talking to God, and I was just like, these allegations, these things, they have nothing to do with me. Why am I trying to get the tea? Why am I trying to get the tea on something that is not my business, has nothing to do with me, and is going to just distract me? Because there's only so much time that we have. There's only so much energy that we have, right? And I want you to keep in mind that it may not sound like a big deal, but just imagine like every single little micro distraction, okay? Those things add up, number one. And number two, with distractions, those energetically, I feel like those can bring us down. They can make us exhausted. There's only so much of that we can hold and handle. Does that make sense? So when you're taking all this negativity in, you're taking all this this tea and this shade and these allegations and all that stuff, like, it can be heavy on you. And then you wonder why you're feeling like tired or low energy or just things like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So hear my heart. If those things are true, especially when it comes to like the allegations against the rapper and there's things going on and people were assaulted and things like that, trust and believe, I want justice to be served. Okay? Because ain't nobody got time for that. I don't care how long ago it was, but that's just me. If someone brings it to the table and it's facts, like, justice needs to be served. Nobody is above reproach, okay? But other than that, like, this is not my business to carry forward. It is not my business to carry forward, okay? And honestly, this first week of the year, really the focus for me is that I just want to take a full week. Actually, I'm going to be taking more time than that, but I want to take this first full week and focus on me, not the distractions. The beginning of the year, it's not like you can take charge of your life. It's not like you can't take charge of your life at any time. You can. You are empowered. You can. You have permission and power to just be like, oh, it's September 1st and I'm ready for a change. Boom. Let me get on it. Of course you can. Obviously. Yes. But we all know that the beginning of the year, it means something. It hits a little bit different. You survived like the last year. You had some high highs. You had maybe, unfortunately, some low lows. You're ready to just kind of like start fresh. It's kind of like you're being reborn. Does that make sense? And you have another opportunity to go out there and do the things that you want to do, to live the life you want to live, to achieve and accomplish what you want to achieve and accomplish, to lean into certain things, to help others, to do things for yourself, like whatever it is that you have, that you feel like is your mission. You know what I mean? So the energy is just a little different at the end of the old year and the beginning of the new year. And to me, those distractions are going to waste that time. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Ways Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Ways Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Ways Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Ways Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Time that you can be doing things that need to be done to set you up to elevate and beyond in 2024. Okay. To help to set up that foundation of whatever it is you need, healing, abundance, growth, joy, financial, money, coin, like whatever it is. Does that make sense? And we all know that the first week of the year, generally speaking, is pretty chill, right? Usually, and I'm not saying this is the case for everybody, but generally speaking, the first week of the year is like you're not fully immersed just yet into 2024. Like traffic is still a little light. People are still a little bit in the hot, like the holidays are still going on a little bit for that first week, you know, and then the second week is like, boom, you know what I mean? Like, boom, let's get back into it. Well, that's how it's been for me. I don't know. Your mileage may vary, but generally speaking, that's what I feel it is. So it's like, this is a crucial week for you. Okay. As of this recording of the podcast, like this is a crucial week for you. So please do not let the distractions rob you of your destiny, whatever that is for 2024. Okay. There's always time for a good kiki. You know what I'm saying? Yes, there's time for that. But this first week really needs to be as distraction free as possible, because again, you are setting up your foundation for 2024. Okay. Whatever it is that you need to do to help you have a successful 2024, things like that need to be addressed in this week. And start it in this week. Like, make your goals this week. Do your vision board this week if you're doing a vision board. Declutter your spaces this week, or at least one if that's what you need to do. Just those kind of things during this week. I want you to take some time to think and reflect, okay? You cannot think and reflect when you are so, when you're just tied up in all these distractions. Like, it's just like, it's not possible. You are going to be putting your energy into something that, again, really is not your business. It's not. I know it's big news. I know that it's probably, now this may not be facts. I don't know, because honest to God, I stopped checking when I had this conversation with myself. I'm assuming, I don't know, that it's still big news. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I'm assuming that it is. And your girl could be very wrong. Maybe no one's talking about it anymore. I have no idea. But you get the gist, right? Like, you cannot think and reflect and really just think about your goals and all those things when you are like spiritually and energetically like connected to just mess. You feel me? So this week, I want you to take some time to think and reflect. Look back on 2023 and see what you have done. Get your journal out. journal for the entire week if you can, whatever comes up about 2023. But again, look back on 2023 and see what you've done. Like, what were your wins? What things brought you joy? When were you happy? What was worth celebrating? What type of relationships did you forge, and with who and why? Where did you grow the most in your healing and who you are? Where is more healing needed? What triggers did you notice in 2023? What things were coming up for you? What things did you say you were going to do in 2023? And you kind of started, but it was like, just didn't happen. Like, and why? Don't just leave it at that. Like, why? Explore that. Okay. Because that's data. That's important. What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about life? What did you learn about the world? What things did you value? Were you valuing a good key over everything else all the time? Were you valuing keeping up with the Joneses every step of the way in 2023? Like, were you valuing spending time with your family? Were you valuing exploring your liberation and freedom? Were you what were you valuing and why? Who did you become? We're never the same from year to year. We're constantly growing, evolving, shifting, changing. We go through highs and lows, like I mentioned before, and that's going to leave us forever changed. So, like, who did you become last year? And how did you become that person, whoever that was? And what did you like about it? What things were just like, I don't think I like that quite so much. So there's some things I want to just change in 2024. Like, that's what I'm talking about. What areas did you hold yourself back? What areas did you grow? Like, these are just some of the questions that you can be asking yourself versus spending your time clicking all the links, following all the people, listening to every YouTube video or TikTok or Instagram reel of these things. And it's just not those things. I'm sure there's other stuff happening that's probably just as big. I just don't know what it is. The only reason that I found out about the preacher thing is because I went on Facebook, and y'all, I don't be on Facebook like that. I went on Facebook, and literally the first post was someone saying, well, what do you think about this person? And I was just like, well, what happened? And obviously went down the rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? And it's not my business. It's not my business. If you have a purpose, if you believe that your Father put you here for a reason, if you feel like there's a job that you need to do, there's some work that needs to be done, you don't have time for this stuff. Okay? You don't have time for this stuff and other things, but I'm talking about distractions right now. And distractions can be anything, anyone, anything. Okay? So don't just think I'm talking about that. Distractions come in many, many forms. Maybe you need to take the TV out of your room for a little while because you can't even get to work on time because you have to keep the TV on at all hours of the night, which means you don't fall asleep. Instead of falling asleep at 10 o'clock, you're not falling asleep until 11:30 because you're caught up in a TV show and you've got to be up at 5:30. Like, make it make sense. Or you don't have to be to work. You don't have to get up for work at that time, but you want to start going to the gym and working out, but you can't do that because you're falling asleep too late because you're distracted by the TV. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you have to sacrifice some things, and I'm not saying that you have to have your whole life just like living this miserly life, because someone will probably take it there. And that's not what I'm talking about at all. I didn't say throw your TV in the trash. Maybe it means you just have the TV in your den or your living room or somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And you only watch it in the daytime during specific times. But at nighttime, it's like in this bedroom, no TV, because I want to treat my body the way that I know it helps. Like, I feel better in the morning when I'm not binge watching all night. I don't wake up exhausted or with a headache, or you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Is that tracking? So again, our distractions are personal and they're going to mean something different to all of us, but really it's up to you. I can only just kind of like share the things that I am doing or that are helping me, or things that I wish that I could do, or things I've thought about doing that I want to try, or just things like that. But I definitely did the TV thing. So I'm not like speaking to you from a place on high. Like, I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I haven't had a TV in my bedroom for Now I got to go back in time. I would say I took the TV out of my bedroom maybe in 2020, maybe 2020, 2021. No, it's been more than 2 years. I would say 2020, but don't quote me on that. But it's been at least 2 years. So in the last 2 to 3 years, I took my TV out of my bedroom. So my daughter has a TV in her bedroom. Don't even get me started. There's a TV in the living room downstairs, but I don't have a TV in my bedroom. And sometimes I go into my bedroom upstairs and I regret that decision. I regret that decision, and you will catch me on my iPad watching something when I should be going to sleep, because I know I'll feel much better in the morning, but it's a distraction. I took the TV out because I'm like, this TV is a distraction for me at nighttime. So again, you have to identify what your personal distractions are, right? They may be completely different, but the point of it all is don't get caught up. Don't allow these distractions to rob you of whatever it is that you are coming for in 2024. Whatever you are coming for in 2024, be mindful of the distractions, okay? Be mindful of the distractions. I was listening to Miles Monroe. He's a pastor, or he was a pastor or preacher, and he had this sermon. And it just happened to come up, and he was saying something along the lines of just talking about in the sermon various things, but he was saying how time is limited, and God, if you're a believer, God has you here to serve a specific purpose during a specific time, and you don't know how much time you have, and you don't know how many times, like, for example, let's say you feel like you have this purpose, but year after year, you're just not even going for it for whatever reason, maybe fear, maybe laziness. Sometimes we can be lazy. I'm just saying, or different things like that, or even rebellion. You're like, God, I ain't doing that. Because I've done that. I ain't doing that. But you don't know how much time you have here, right? And again, I'm not saying don't have fun. I'm not saying don't have a good kiki or 20. I'm not saying, you know, don't do things that are like whatever floats your boat. I get that. But what I'm saying is the time for distractions, like, it's not right now. It's not right now. If it's not your business, let it go. Okay. And also for distractions, if you're online and you're like, for example, you're in the comments sections on different sites and going back and forth with people, or you're just reading all this stuff, like, listen, you ain't got time for that. There's no need to go back and forth. There's no need to leave your comments everywhere. Like, listen, it's a distraction, sis. It's a distraction. And that energy that you're putting behind this reply back to a keyboard warrior on the other end, it's beneath you. It's not like you're above that. You're above that. It is so beneath you. I've had to walk back comments because I would get into a heated, like, oh, you ain't gonna talk to me. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you something. This is real talk, and I know it's gonna sound absolutely insane. But I had a Reddit account, and I guess technically I still have it, but let me tell you something. So I opened this Reddit account 2 years ago, right? And I didn't use it for a minute, but then for the last like 8 months, I was just going there reading different forms from Apple, because, you know, I'm a Apple stan, to like there's like a Gen X section and just, you know, different boards and stuff like that. Anyway, so I would be commenting here and there, da da da. But today I went back and I deleted every single comment that I've ever made on Reddit. And I did it one by one. Every single comment, I deleted it. And I'm going to most likely actually delete, like fully delete, my Reddit account. I haven't done it yet because I'm not 100%, but most likely. So that way, but I can still read if there's something I want to read, because I like to keep up with certain things. But I don't have to comment on everything. I don't have to interact with everything that I don't agree with. Okay? I don't have to do it. I don't. And neither do you. Again, hashtag distractions. There are so many distractions that are just, we are just, there's just so many distractions. And if you're not careful, these distractions will take you out. completely off your path, and then it will take time. And yes, it is possible to get back, but it will take a lot of times. It's going to take some time to get back on that path that you were on, that you know, these distractions just completely like thwarted your efforts and your direction, had you spinning and paying attention to stuff that wasn't even for you and didn't deserve your energy. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because it makes sense in my head. Okay. So that's it. Like, distractions can definitely rob you of your destiny. Don't get caught slipping. Be careful. Okay. So, woo, I feel like we just went to church. I don't know about you, but girl, I need some water. Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, because again, I know that this is New Year's. Happy, happy New Year's. Two other things. I know I mentioned this before, but the link for my journal, my blooming journal, I will put that in the show notes, because it has been published. And I think so far, a few of you have ordered it. And if you are listening to this, and you are one of those people, thank you, girl, because I got a big smile on my face when I saw the purchase. That is just like, I'm still just in shock over this, that I have officially published let's call it a book, but it's not a book. Let me stop downplaying my efforts. It's a book, y'all. It has 50 journal prompts plus quotes and some other stuff, okay? But it's a journal. So I have published it, and I said I wanted to do this before the end of 2023. Boom, done. Okay. So more to come on that, but I'll put the link in the show notes. And then also, in case you didn't know, for the next 6 weeks, it started actually on December 31st, actually, which is a Sunday. But for the next 6 weeks from December 31st, don't forget that you can always join me in Patreon, inside my private Patreon community, by going to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare if you want to join in on the 6 week blooming like challenge for 2024. Every week is like a different little challenge for this 6 week event. And then on Sundays, like, we had our first one, we are having our first one on Sunday, December 31st, and meeting on Zoom. It's just being in community with other Black women who are looking to get to where the elevation resides, basically. And I'm here for it. And I'm just very excited. So there's still time. Again, you may not be able to catch it at the beginning, but again, patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. Sign up, become a paying member of Patreon, and you'll get right inside. Okay. All right. So don't forget about them distractions. Okay. 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 And let me know what you think about this episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. If you're a Spotify listener, I'm going to go ahead and officially do the very first poll of 2024. I'm excited about that. Oh, and lastly, y'all, I know I said I was going to be doing like YouTube videos in 2024. The time is coming. Your girl is nervous. Your girl is nervous, but I said I was going to do it because I feel like that is the direction that I'm being called in. So that is what I'm going to do. So yeah, I think that's going to be on the next episode. Whew, I'm nervous about that, y'all. I am so nervous. But yeah, so more to come on that. So I think now officially that is it for the very last episode of 2023 of the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. Thank you for rolling with us, sister. So glad that you are here. I am so excited for 2024. It's going to be amazing. This is going to be the year that is just going to blow your mind, girl. Keep your mind open. Keep those distractions low. Know that you are worthy of every beautiful thing that you can imagine. Believe and have faith. Just know that you are covered. Okay. You stay connected with God, our Father. And this is just going to be a great year. This is going to be a great year. Doors are going to open. You're going to have so much favor on your life. Like, things are going to change in your life, especially if you're breaking cycles and you're healing, you're doing the work and you're speaking those words of faith and you're just trusting in Him to just guide your steps. Like, this is going to be a great year. Okay. This is going to be a great year, and I'm here for it. Ooh, I can already feel it. So now I'm officially done. Happy 2024. I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.